Nobody rides in the baggage car. Save me as guard, Burgess said. That's the new rule, and there's this new jack to keep me proper.
I see, Pierce said. That was indeed a change.
There's more, Edgar said gloomily.
Yes?
Burgess nodded. They've gone and fitted a lock to the luggage van door. Outside lock it is. Now they lock up in London Bridge and unlock in Folkestone.
Damn, Pierce said.
He began to pace back and forth in the room.
What about the other stops? That train stops in Red Hill, and it...
They've changed the rules, Burgess said. That van is never unlocked till Folkestone.
Pierce continued to pace.
Why have they changed the routine?
It's on account of the afternoon fast train, Burgess explained. There's two fast trains, morning train and afternoon train. Seems the afternoon van was robbed last week. Gentleman was robbed of a valuable parcel somehow. A collection of rare wine, I hear it to be. Anyhow, he puts a claim to the line or some such. The other guard's been fired, and there's all bloody hell to pay. Dispatcher his very self called me in this morning and dressed me down proper, warning me of this and that. Near cuffed me, he did. And the new jack at the platform's the station dispatcher's nephew. He's the one locks up in London Bridge just before the train pulls out.
Rare wines, Pierce said. God in heaven, rare wines. Can we get Edgar aboard in a trunk?
Burgess shook his head.
Not if they do like today. Today, this nephew, his name's McPherson. He's a Scotsman and eager, barely wanting a job, as I look at it. This McPherson makes the passengers open every trunk or parcel large enough to hold a man. Caused a considerable fray, I'll say. This nephew's a stickler. New to the work, you see, and wanting to do it all proper. And that's the way it is.
Can we distract him and slip Edgar in while he's not looking?
Not looking? Never he's not looking. He looks like a starved rat after a flake of cheese. Looks here and there and everywhere. And when all the baggage is loaded, he climbs in, pokes about in all the corners, seeing there's no lurkers. Then he climbs off and locks up.
Pierce plucked his pocket watch from his waistcoat. It was now 10 o'clock at night. They had 10 hours before the Folkestone train left the next morning. Pierce could think of a dozen clever ways to get Edgar past a watchful Scotsman, but nothing that could be quickly arranged. Edgar, whose face was the very picture of gloom, must have been thinking the same thing.
Shall we put it off till next month, then?
No, Pierce said. He immediately shifted to his next problem. Now, this lock they've installed on the luggage van door, can it be worked from inside?
Burgess shook his head. It's a padlock. Hooks through a bolt and iron latch outside.
Pierce was still pacing. Could it be unlocked during one of the stops, say Red Hill, and then locked again at Tunbridge, farther down the line?